Keith, I know you hate it, but are you ready for a little international football?
Reluctantly, yes.
Team Crumpets.
I don't like the London game. I don't care for the Germany game. I don't even like the Mexico game. I like my football in the U.S. of A. Thank you very much.
It is an ugly American take.
I don't like it, but here I am. At least it's one. It's not like I'm a Jaguars fan and I got to get up every Sunday at 9:30.
That's true. You know what I think I do like about the London game versus a game in Mexico or a game in Germany, although I guess Germany was an early kickoff.
Same kickoff.
I kind of like the early kickoff for this. Well, for this, I like that it's a separate window, is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, they got the game all to themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Patriots,
what the Patriots need.
Jaguars,
yeah,
that's what you want.
Game.
But like, or like
it's a showcase game.
The Brazil game on a Friday? Yeah. I know you didn't like that either.
No, I didn't care for it.
I like, if it's going to be an international game and you're going to make a big song and dance about
it.
Don't put it at 1 or 4 o'clock. Like, bury it in the normal slate. Mm-hmm. Like, make it stand out. And so this game stands out.
Oh, it's going to stand out, all right.
I don't know if
it's going to stand out.
I don't know if it's good for football, mm-hmm. especially on the heels of Thursday Night Football last night.
No.
I don't know if it's good for the sport, but I think I'm ready for an early rise on Sunday.
It's going to happen. I'm thinking Bloody Marys.
Bloody Mary?
Yeah, nice Bloody Mary.
Is that British?
No, but it's a morning beverage.
It's a morning beverage?
I associate it with the morning.
What do they drink over there in the morning?
That's a good question. Probably tea.
Yeah?
Mostly tea,
I think. And crumpets?
Yeah.
Strawberries and cream?
Yep.
That's what they
so.
Do at Wimbledon,
fish
I think. Yeah, fish and chips, probably. They
fish
wake up,
chips.
Get that nice and early.
And, mimosas. You could do mimosas.
Is that British?
No, it's morning, though.
Oh, it's another morning one?
It's a morning drink.
What's a morning British drink?
Without
a pint.
No, still a pint.
A pint?
I think they do a pint
over
there.
Yeah, they go.
I've never been.
Go to the pub, get a pint.
We talked to Dietrich Wise yesterday, and he was asking us if we had been. He was very curious.
Well, no. That's not actually what happened.
I thought he asked us if we'd been.
Eventually. We started off by asking him, are you excited for London?
He said, sure.
He said, not really, basically. And then we got into the interview, and then at the end of the interview, he said, have you guys been?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I'm not sure I ever will.
Billy?
Billy, been to England? How many times have you been to London, Bill?
Jet setter? You a London guy? Billy?
Not listening.
William?
He's not listening to you.
Nick?
He's not listening to the show.
London?
No.
Sorry about that. What was that?
Have you been to London?
Never.
No.
No, I've been as north as Canada and as south as New Jersey. That's it.
Well, Canada, it's another country.
You're like Charlie on Always Sunny. You'd never leave Philly.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
There's trees in Philly.
All right, so we're over. We're not very worldly on this show.
Not really, no.
Interesting.
No.
You know, Chris Curtis, he'll say this periodically.
I've heard.
He lived there.
I heard that.
Lived there.
I have
Google Earth. I can see what I need to see.
Did he have a flat?
He had a flat. I think he took the lift to the flat.
Got it.
Right?
I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't really, honestly, interest me that much to go over there.
No?
I think
I've
seen
movies where I feel like I got London.
Driving on the left side.
Well, so I was talking about, I think what you do is if you do go to, like, London or England, you hit, like, a bunch of spots all at once.
Yeah.
If you do a trip, you go to Ireland, you go to Scotland, you go to Wales, you go to all those
places. The whole UK.
You hit them all up. They're all so close.
Yeah.
It's like going to New England.
It's United.
Like, if you lived over there, you're like, I'll go see Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
That's
true. Them all. They're all
that's a good point.
Practically on top of each other.
That's true. You got to hit all the UK spots.
And you know what they love is American football. You know what they can't get enough of? You know what they desperately want a team?
Yeah.
American football.
Well, they have one.
They do. They have the Jacksonville or the London Jaguars.
Okay. So, just a pint. Just a pint in the morning.
Yeah.
I guess probably all I got to have.
That's probably
a lot
good.
Of cigarettes. I feel like a lot of cigarettes.
They still ripping darts over there?
I think they're ripping darts, yeah.
Interesting. Never went out. Well, I feel like
it's a British thing.
It was. John Constantine, you a big Constantine fan? He's always smoking cigarettes. He was English.
Now, I hate to ask, but who is that?
What's that? Oh, he's a legendary comic book character. He's a master of the dark arts.
Ah.
Yeah,
I see. Got it. That John Constantine.
Duh.
Yeah, Constantine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking Jonathan Constantine.
Yeah. He can speak to the afterlife as well.
Al Albuquerque is what I was thinking.
Yeah, but he was always ripping darts.
Yeah.
In comics. I remember as a kid being like,
it was part of breakfast there.
That looks pretty sweet. Did Keanu Reeves play Constantine?
Yes, Keanu Reeves did play him in a film.
Oh.
Then they also had a TV show. He's appeared in other shows. He overlaps with Batman every once in a while. He's a great character. One of the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have
Magic,
to catch up.
Illusion, mystery, intrigue.
When I don't want to watch that football game on Sunday, I'll have to catch
Pop
up.
Pop that in.
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Yeah. Well, that was like last night. I was watching Broncos Saints, and then at halftime, I stopped. And I started watching other things.
Well, you know, it was unfortunate. Is I'm like, well, I'll watch a little bit of BC. Not a good game.
No, that was rough.
I thought Bill
BC got trucked.
I had heard Bill O'Brien was building a monster. Something tells me that's not quite what's going on there.
Not on Thursdays, though. They're more of a Saturday afternoon team.
That makes sense. Saturday afternoon team. So I couldn't really flip to that. The baseball actually was shockingly okay.
No, the baseball was, yeah.
So we can get into that. We'll obviously get into Patriots and Jaguars here today on Jones and Keefe. What's your early morning routine on Sunday. I think it's a pint and a bunch of cigarettes, I think.
It's, yeah, just smoke a pack.
Head right to the pub, leave your family. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can interact. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can text the program 37937. Of course, you can dial us up 617-779-7937. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You never know what's going on there. And you can subscribe on WEEI, or subscribe to YouTube, rather. Watch along there. And that's another way to follow along. Patriots and Jaguars on Sunday. What do you expect from the Pats, Keith? What do you expect from Drake May? Gerard Mayo said this morning, would not confirm nor deny an MRI for Drake May. So he's dealing with something. Patriots actually are bigger underdogs than they were yesterday. It's up to 6 points.
The heck?
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's related to Drake May and his knee. I have no idea. What do you expect from the team? What do you expect from him?
You know what's outrageous? I expect them to win. It feels crazy. I know how
Vegas
bad the team is.
Vegas would apparently say that's outrageous. I don't think they but Vegas would say that's outrageous. And I think money line is plus 215, yeah, I think.
And getting more outrageous by the hour, apparently. But I expect them to win because you mentioned the showcase, you know, 9:30 game. That was Jacksonville last week. I watched that game. They got lit up by the Bears.
I can't unwatch it.
Like, Trevor Lawrence, like his job status, teetering. Doug Peterson, the head coach, teetering. I feel like if they lose next week, you could have a new head coach and a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy they already paid. That was the guy who was the number one overall pick. They're a mess. They can't play defense. Caleb Williams looked like he did at Southern Cal, throwing it all over the place against them. So I think it has more to do with the Jaguars being horrible. But also, I do think the Patriots did get a little bit of a shot in the arm last week. Right? If this was Jacoby Brissett's Patriots, I might say, I don't know, tie. Like, maybe they'll tie. Like, they're both so bad.
Right, 10-9.
But now I'm like, I think they're going to be able to score a little bit offensively. And even if Drake May turns it over like he did last week, and I know the Patriots' defense isn't great, but I feel like they're going to get more stops, way more stops, against Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones than they did C.J. Stroud. The Texans are one of the best teams in the league. The Jaguars are one of the worst, as are the Patriots. But I kind of like them for whatever. All week I've kind of liked them in this game. And even with the spread kind of going up, I don't care. Like, I think the Patriots win, and I'll actually be disappointed if they don't. I think that might be the only game all the rest of the year
that
I'd be disappointed.
Well, this is what I want to get into. You said yesterday you would be shooketh.
I'd be shooketh,
to use a word.
Yeah.
If the Patriots lose to the Jaguars. I agree.
They could, at that point, lose out is for sure on the table. Because right now, and you have them a little bit higher than I do, as far as number of wins are concerned. We did the exercise yesterday where you're like, oh, well, the Rams stink, Titans stink.
Winnable games. Doesn't mean they'll win them all, but there's more winnable games than you probably realize.
But they feel a little bit more winnable now with the breath of fresh air that is Drake May.
Yep.
But if game two is a loss to the Jaguars, well, now suddenly the Rams look at them as like, all right, at least we can get a win against the Pats. The Titans are like, oh, at least we got the Pats coming in. So if they lose this game, yeah, I think it's brutal because it is. It's one of the worst opponents you're going to face all year, and at a time where they're like, it's not like they're playing well. Like, they're playing pretty bad. Like I said, the two most important positions on their team are very much up in the air. Their job stat, like, hot seat galore. So if they end up losing this, you're going to have a lot of questions. You're like, man, maybe the offense hasn't taken much of a step. Maybe the defense is even worse than we thought. Like, it just creates a whole lot of issues.
So last week we were saying 17, 20 points, two offensive touchdowns. That needs to increase, right? I want to see Drake May, and I guess this would be my roundabout, like, overarching view on the game. I want them to win. I'm with you. I'd be shooketh if they lose. I think as a Patriots fan, you should want them to win this game. Draft position, I guess, is important somewhere down the line. But winning a few games, getting buy-in on your young quarterback, to me, is more important. And so I would prioritize winning these winnable games. Rams, Colts, Titans, games like that. And this is one of them. But I would like to see Drake May perform early in the game and not just when they're down two or three touchdowns. Like, the one impressive drive Drake May had was the two-minute drive right before halftime against Houston last week where he threw the long touchdown pass to Kayshon Boutte. But then they come back out second half. You have a real chance to make it a game. It's a one-score game. You have the ball. You're starting the second half, and he fumbles. And he has no awareness on where the defense is. I mean, the offensive line didn't help him out.
They got screwed on a call right before that.
That's true. You need the awareness, though. As a franchise quarterback, you can't just be standing there getting your head knocked off.
No, that's on him. That
he looked like Spencer
him.
Rattler. Same thing happened with Rattler last night.
Sure
and it's
did.
Like, you need to sense the pressure.
Right.
And I wanted to see him perform on that drive. But, okay, it's Houston. Okay, it's his first start. Jacksonville's terrible.
Real bad.
They should be in this game. I want to see production from Drake May when the game's in doubt, when they're not down two scores. I hope to God they're not down two scores. I want to see him produce and put together drives and scoring drives and touchdown passes and all that production. I don't want it to come in garbage time when they're losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to see it happen early in the game, preferably the first drive, and when the game is in doubt. I want to see that.
But if there's garbage time in this one, that's really alarming. Like, that is real bad. Like, if they're down. That's what I'm saying.
If they're up, that's good garbage time. Right.
I would refer to that, I guess, as garbage time, but it is. Yeah. But if they're down 14 or they're down 17 and he, you know, completes a long pass and we look at his stats after the game, you're still thinking, how the hell did they get down by 17 to the Jaguars? I think one of the reasons why I have more confidence than I should is just the Caleb Williams versus Houston and then Caleb Williams versus Jacksonville.
That's a great point.
So Drake May already way outperformed Caleb Williams against the same defense in the Texans. What is he going to do? And I also subscribe to these quarterbacks getting better with experience. I know not everybody agrees with that. They're like, I'd rather them watch on the sideline. Mm-hmm. But Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels have improved. Admittedly, Bo Nix has gone a little bit up and down, but I would say his third and fourth start were a lot better than his first couple.
Yeah, and he's 4-3.
Like, and he got a win last night. I like him.
He didn't look great in stretches last night, but his team is 4-3.
So they're finding ways to win games. So I think these guys can get a little bit better. So if what you're starting with Drake May is last week's performance against Houston, not that you get better, every single game. Obviously, there's going to be ups and downs throughout the year, but this is a pretty good landing spot. You know, we all thought, all right, well, he's going up against a really good defense in his first start. It's like, okay, but he got that one out of the way. Now he's going up against a much worse team. Another week of practice where he's the number one quarterback. I don't know. I feel good about this. I could come in Monday and be like, why did I think this way? But right now, I feel confident.
How many turnovers can you put up with in this game?
One.
I think that's the right number.
One. Throw a bad pick.
Caleb Williams threw a pick last week.
And I'd much rather be a pick. The fumbles drive you nuts because the fumbles is just you need to know where the line is. You need to know where the defensive linemen are and just tuck it and hold it or throw it away or whatever. The picks are going to happen because I want him to throw the ball downfield. So sometimes you're going to miss a guy. Sometimes it might be the wrong route. Sometimes you might just put a little too much steam on it, whatever. I can live with the picks. Josh Allen threw like 17 last year, whatever it was. Like, I can live with a pick, right? You can't be turned over.
This
left,
weekend,
right,
I can live with one.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be zero or one. It shouldn't be two or three again. Not against this team, not against this defense.
That's why I think the formula should be three offensive touchdowns like it was last week, but one turnover. So that way you're forcing, especially this team and this opponent, Trevor Lawrence, how many 75-yard drives does Trevor Lawrence have in him? I can't imagine. Even against this bad defense, or this mediocre defense, let's call it, I can't imagine he has a lot in there. But if it's 40-yard drives, all right. Like, we saw Jacoby Brissett even complete a couple of 40-yard drives when he was the quarterback and score touchdowns. So they need to help the defense out a little bit. They can't give them the short fields. But, yeah, three touchdowns. Let's say, one or two passing touchdowns, one or two rushing touchdowns, and then a pick. I think you're winning that game.
I think you're right. They should score in the mid-20s. He can't turn it over more than once. And I want to see him produce when the game's in doubt. I want to see him produce early.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him producing when they're down. I mean, I hope they're not down two or three scores.
That's
first
a bad
of all.
Sign.
But I don't want the production there because most of the production against Houston, and I can wrap my head around it, first start, better opponent. I need more production early. I'd like to see production when they're out in front. Critical third downs he needs to convert. Critical red zone opportunities he needs to convert. Not just the other team is blowing them out and they're really indifferent to the game. 617-779-7937. How important is it for the Patriots to win? Would it shake your confidence should they lose? And what are your expectations for Drake May? You can jump in there on the phones. Also on the text line, 37937. Keith, a lot of feedback there.
Yeah.
Okay. A morning alcoholic beverage would be whiskey and tea, a hot toddy.
Oh, hot toddy.
I've had a hot toddy.
I don't do hot drinks. You know that. I burn
true.
My mouth.
You don't
time.
Ever do a hot drink. That's true. You don't drink hot coffee.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
I've had a hot toddy, but I thought that was for when you're sick. I thought that's when you have a hot toddy.
I think, or maybe
you're a little stuffed up.
Maybe you want to get sauced up too. I think it's not limited to
I'm
being
not a
sick.
Big tea drinker.
Me neither.
There was a stretch of time when Kat was pregnant. She claimed.
Yeah.
Claimed. Because I'm not convinced of it, but claims she couldn't even smell the brewing coffee in the kitchen. I briefly went on. I
you
need my caffeine.
Tea.
I switched to tea, and I hated every second of it.
Yeah, that's not good.
But maybe I should have been drinking hot toddies the whole time.
Hot toddies.
Maybe that would have done it for me.
Well, I think, like we said, Bloody Marys, mimosas, hot toddies. Somebody said the Irish coffee.
Yep. That's good. That is a good one. I want to get in. I want to get in like the British spirit though.
Oh, that's what British spirit?
Yeah.
We got a lot of people saying, though, that they do still smoke cigarettes like crazy over there.
I saw a lot of those. Yeah. There's a lot of cigarettes. I knew it.
Yeah.
All they're doing is ripping darts, says one text.
I think it's cigarettes and tea.
Okay.
That's probably why they're so thin.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was also pointed out to us that they're 5 hours ahead.
Okay.
So it's not going to be the morning for them, but that's a morning for us.
No, I don't care if it's the morning for them.
I don't care about them. I want to mimic a morning for them, but my morning here.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
We're going to be watching the Patriots play in London, 9:30 local time.
Yeah.
So it's the morning for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't care what they're doing over
there. Hot toddy and a pack of Marbs. They're probably not smoking a lot of Marlboros there, but that's...
What do you think? Virginia Slims? Winston's? Cools? Camels?
Winston's.
Yeah, maybe some Winston's.
That's probably what it is. I think you nailed it.